Leadership is influence. Nothing less, nothing more. It's all about influence. And if you want to influence other people to do something, to sell more, to do more, whatever it is, you have to look at yourself in the mirror, first of all, and say, am I leading myself well? Am I doing the things that I set out to do? Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, Mommy Millionaires. It's Kayla Kraft, and I'm back here today to share with you the number one thing you can do to save more money. And I believe, you know, saving isn't going to make you rich, but a lot of us spend money doing this one thing, and it's costing us our freedom. Are you ready to hear what that is? I'm going to tell you in just a second. But first, I'm also going to answer a question from my Instagram. I always put it out there, like, what are you guys struggling with? And it's usually marketing questions. And so today we're going to talk about how to effectively lead somebody. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. So number one, the thing that I think is really costing you money and keeping you from freedom is credit cards. Okay. If you do not have the discipline to pay off your credit card every single month, you don't get to have a credit card. That's the rule. I was doing a free coaching call with somebody and they were talking about how, well, I just put it on my credit card and they've been living on their credit card for 3 months as they figure out their business. And I'm like, that is the worst thing you could do. Oh my gosh, it breaks my heart. But it's a lie that's been sold to you that it's okay to live on a credit card. And I'm here to tell you it's not. It's keeping you broke. It's keeping you from the life you want. When you are actually broke and you don't have a credit card, you get resourceful and you go, okay, I'm going to figure this thing out. So if you currently have a credit card and you're not paying it off every single month, freaking cut that thing up. Now, I love using a credit card because of all the points that you get, but you've got to start with a credit card that has a lower max limit on it. So I'm talking like $500. And just get in that habit of as soon as you put money on that thing, you go straight to your bank account and pay it off just to build up points. I mean, I'm super bougie when I travel. So we like to stay at all the nice 5-star resorts. And because we use Amex, and this is not a sponsored post, but we get so much free travel. So it's 100% worth it if you have the Amex business card, but you got to, again, get in that muscle. So make sure to have a lower limit, get in the habit of paying it off for at least 6 months, proving to yourself you can do that. And then, you know, you could start maybe increasing the limit a little bit more. And I have this question coming in from somebody on Instagram. If you don't follow me over there, make sure to head over there because I feel like I'm pretty fun over on Instagram. But the question is, you know, I want to be a leader, but I can't seem to lead. And first of all, my mentor, John Maxwell, says, you know, leadership is influence. Nothing less, nothing more. It's all about influence. And if you want to influence other people to do something, to sell more, to do more, whatever it is, you have to look at yourself in the mirror, first of all, and say, am I leading myself well? Am I doing the things that I set out to do, that I told my team I was going to do, that I told social media I was going to do? That's the first question you need to ask yourself and be honest. Like, look in the mirror and say, am I doing these things? After you have that honest conversation with yourself, you can focus on leading people. And again, in order to lead people, you've got to be able to influence people. So I'm going to give you 5 steps in order to become a greater person of influence. And this is coming directly from John Maxwell. I became a leadership coach through him many years ago, and I use a lot of his leadership principles. He is the king of leadership, okay? And I absolutely love it. He has several books. One is Becoming a Person of Influence, 15 Valuable Laws of Leadership, and pick it up. You guys can learn everything. So number one, develop a greater appreciation for other people. You have to have the heart of appreciating people and their talents. So for those people that you want to lead, how are you appreciating them? Are you reaching out to them and, you know, encouraging them? You can start right now by making a list of everybody who has appreciated you, and you'll see the ripple effect that those people have had. You want to be that catalyst in somebody else's life. So be an encourager. Show people you appreciate the little things that they do, even if it's not for you, right? If they're just making awesome reels that make you laugh, reach out to them and say something. Number two, ask to hear other people's stories. Fred Rogers says, there isn't anyone you couldn't learn to love once you've heard their story. So get to know people's stories that you're trying to lead, that you're trying to influence. Get acquainted with their struggles, with their defining moments in their life. And for me, I talk to so many people. I lead so many people. I have to take notes on people. I literally have a filing cabinet of people and I take notes on them. And I usually remember it, honestly, but I like to have refreshers of people's defining moments. So important. We're going to take a quick break from today's episode to just see where you're at. How is your business going? How is your life going? I know over at Mommy Millionaire, we are dedicated to helping 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. And we do that through different programs. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to meet with one of our Mommy Millionaire sales strategists to see what program suits you best for the season that you're in right now. Are you needing that one-on-one support? Or do you need more of like a group support? We have programs available for all sorts of needs. So go to mommymillionaire.co/sales and book your free strategy call today. We can't wait to help you achieve all your goals. I know you're the type of person, you're just like, Kayla, just tell me what to do and I'm going to do it and I'm going to slay the day. And that's why we have these calls available to you to get you with the best support so you can really rock out your business and your life. I can't wait to help you even more. Let's get back to today's episode. Number three, put yourself in other people's shoes. How often do you intentionally put yourself in other people's shoes? Do you try to see other people's point of views? You'll be amazed at what this can do for your perspective and your attitude as you lead people. Number four, place other people's interests at the top of your list of priorities. Okay, so let's say I'm wanting to lead somebody who loves fitness. Okay. What I'm going to do, if I know that they love fitness, I want to maybe send them a resource video I found, send them a great reel audio that I found for them to use. I want to see how am I sewing into people and their interests. So as you start your day, you can think about who do I want to sew into today? How can I sew into these people today? Number five, make winning a group activity. John Wooden, who is a football coach, you guys may have heard of him, he says, selfishness is the greatest challenge for a coach. Most players are more concerned with making themselves better than the team. And Wooden described an unselfish player as one who showed an eagerness to lose himself to the group for the goal of the team. So that right there describes a good team member, and it also describes an intentional person who lives a life that matters by making a difference. Okay. So if you want to lead people, you've got to teach them how, you know, it's not about you winning more, it's about everybody winning. So how do we make everybody win collectively? When, you know, one ship gets safely into a harbor, they've reached their destination. they can teach all the other ships how to make it safely into that harbor as well. Even with all the climate and the crazy tide changes, they know how to handle it. And so that's the same with your team that you're leading, no matter what you're doing, whether it's a team of employees or a team of coaches around you, a network marketing team that you're leading. How do you make winning a group activity? Get into celebration mode constantly of everybody celebrating the smallest things become the big things. And that, my friend, is how you start leading people. But you've got to start valuing people, putting other people first. And in this day and age, you know, when everybody's out for themselves, you become the person who people know you truly care about their wins and their needs. They will want to help you succeed. They will want to help you win. They will want to be led by you because they know that the journey is far greater than the destination. And they want to be led on a journey by you, somebody that values them, somebody that truly loves and desires the best for them at the end of the day. So to wrap this up, go cut up those credit cards if you do not have the discipline to pay them off and start working with just the cash that you have. Okay. Because when you have that cash in your hands, you think differently about spending, about buying those extra things that you don't really need, right? And if you want to be a leader, you must first lead yourself. Once you're leading yourself, you value other people and you put other people first and sow seeds into them, knowing that eventually a harvest will come. I love you so much. Thanks for listening in. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.